Shavuot, which, as a holiday, I can tell you officially, makes no sense. The Torah tells us that Shavuot is an agricultural holiday. It says it's the celebration of the harvest of the barley. We started counting at Passover, and 49 days later, the barley harvest is finally ready to harvest, and we celebrate. Except it's not just that. The Torah also says it's also a celebration of the first fruits. Trees after 3 years, fruit trees after 3 years, supposed to take them, bring them to Jerusalem, and eat those first fruits in sight of the temple. Now those are already two conflicting ideas about what this holiday is about, but maybe you could stretch and say they're both agricultural, we grow stuff, okay, maybe we could be there. Then the rabbis come along and say, actually, it's also the day we got the Torah. The Torah doesn't say it's the day we got the Torah. The rabbis, using the kind of math that would fail third grade, tell us that today is the day we got the Torah. Now that is a great meaning and a wonderful thing, although it's a new idea, it doesn't really fit the agricultural stuff. Although if you ask me to bend over backwards, maybe I could say first fruits, these trees are finally alive, and the harvest is ready, we get the Torah. Then we say, we're going to read one of the Megillot. We're going to add to the holiday by reading one of the scrolls, the one about intermarriage. On Shavuot, which is a holiday about first fruits, barley harvest, and getting the Torah, now we also have the story of Ruth. Moving from one to the next, which, all right, maybe you could fit it in. And you throw on top of that, that everyone eats dairy on Shavuot. Now, if you came to the Tikkun Leil last night, which, since I was there, I can say most of you didn't. You would know that I spoke about roughly 18 different reasons why we eat dairy on Shavuot, and each of them are more illogical than the previous. It's clear that we eat dairy because we eat dairy. That's what people did, and eventually we found lots of beautiful meanings in it. So what do we do with this holiday that seems to have multiple personality disorder? How do we make it work? And the best answer is simply that we do. The fact is, life often has lots of contradictions that don't make sense. People who shouldn't be a good match suddenly find that they are deeply in love. We find that the people in our lives that we are most connected to are also the ones that drive us the most nuts. Life, in fact, is a contradiction. And what's more, it works because we make it work. That each of these things together, we were part, pull them together, and the end result is every Shavuot, we get to stand at Sinai and receive the Torah. There is this drash that when there's an interpretation that when the Jews were at Sinai, God picked up Mount Sinai and held it over their head and said, "Do you accept the Torah?" Which is a little bit, just so you know, that's coercion. God holds up the mount. But to get to that understanding, you have to read the Torah very carefully. Because when you read the Torah, it says that the Jews stood tachat Mount Sinai, which probably means at the foot of, but literally means underneath. In other words, to get at the feeling that Mount Sinai is over your head, to feel the weight and responsibility of Torah, you have to study it very carefully. And that is when you receive the Torah. The past year and a half, I have had the enormous blessing of studying with 10 women who decided they wanted to become an adult bat mitzvah. 8 of them you heard speak today, 2 spoke yesterday. And I have to say, statistically, if Pew were to study this group, they would say it shouldn't work. We have women who are just starting relationships. We have women who are grandmothers. We have women with young children. We have women at the pinnacle of their careers. We have women retired. We have women just starting their careers. Literally from every aspect that you can imagine, every statistical thing, all over the place. In fact, Pew tells us, Sorry. Pew tells us that more and more in life, you don't get to meet people who are different from yourself. That more and more at work, you hang out with your pod of people who do the same work that you do. At night, you go out with your friends who are your peers. Eventually, you spend all your time with your children, God willing, hoping that they go to sleep at some point. That was a little personal. But you don't get a chance necessarily to meet with people who are different. You don't get a chance to be challenged in that way. And I can say that this group of women were Shavuot to the T. Each one coming at their Torah from a very different perspective. We had literalists in the group who always wanted the answer. What does it mean? Figurative. Who every time we got too concrete, we said, no, we have to get back to the metaphorical. We had readers who came to class having read every book they've ever touched. And people who once had an idea about Judaism. We had people who grew up Jewish and let themselves be challenged by new ideas, and people who chose it much later in life and decided to learn. And together, it maybe shouldn't have worked, but it's exactly those differences that made it work. You all have your different approaches, and to me, you represent the possibility of what it means to be a Jew. When we come together as one people, we are from all over the world. We have traditions that directly contradict each other, beliefs that don't seem to be congruous, but we come together and we still say the Shema all together, everywhere, all around the world. Each of your paths lead to Sinai. And I have to say, I'm supposed to give you a charge or a blessing. That's the job right now. And the best I can do or think of is the blessing of Abraham. God tells Abraham, you will be a blessing. Everyone will bless them by your name. You women are the blessing. It is me who is lucky to have been in your presence. It is the rest of the clergy who have taught your various classes. It is your family and friends, and it is our community who get to hold you up as role models. Look what you can do. Look how you can carve out of your life room for Judaism, room for study, room for the hard work of making this Torah yours.